Our scripture text is taken out of the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now, there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, "What does this mean?" Let us pray. Almighty God, whose blessed Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, ascended far above all heavens that he might fill all things, mercifully give us faith to perceive that according to his promise, he abides with his church on earth, even to the end of the ages, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Christ's resurrection, also known as Easter, was 50 days ago, according to the church calendar. And today is the birthday of the church, called Pentecost Sunday. Red symbolizes the flames of fire that appeared over the disciples' heads, as described in the book of Acts. The sights and sounds must have been thrilling, frightening, even unnerving, with a mighty rush of wind and tongues of fire. People from all over the Roman Empire heard their own languages spoken by some country bumpkin Galileans. The Holy Spirit was poured out on young and old, free people and slaves, women and men. As Pentecost unfolded, Simon Peter preached such a powerful sermon, which resulted in 3,000 to 5,000 people converted and baptized. Pentecost crumbled the walls of despair and fear. Pentecost also introduced the Holy Spirit as a permanent presence in our world. Suddenly, the differences dissolved between peoples of the world, whether in language, race, or ethnicity, that brought unity not experienced since the Tower of Babel. Pentecost was the intrusion of God's clockwork timing into the world and gave the early church a blueprint on what its mission was to be in the world. God will permit the Holy Spirit to infiltrate into everyday situations of life, which gives birth to certain traits that influences our faith journey. What sort of traits are given to us? Well, one characteristic is compassion. Compassion is when we forget about ourselves long enough to reach out to people who need God's presence in their lives. The opportunity for compassion shows up in many forms, Sometimes God urges us to demonstrate compassion towards situations which may be unexpected, but God will bless our efforts nonetheless. We do worship a God of compassion and mercy. It is not simply that we pray for compassion, but because the Holy Spirit who dwells within us will make it possible. Fred Rogers of the television program Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood had an experience in which the Holy Spirit taught him a lesson on compassion. Rogers said of the incident, "Years ago, my wife and I were worshiping in a little Presbyterian church with some friends. We were on vacation, and I was in seminary at the time and had completed a preaching course the previous semester. During the sermon, I took detailed notes of every mistake I thought the 80-year-old preacher had made. When the pathetic sermon finally ended, I turned to one of my friends with the intention to ridicule the sermon. I looked over and saw tears running down my friend's face. She looked at me and said that the minister had spoken exactly what she needed to hear that morning, and it was through the work of the Holy Spirit that had done it. The Holy Spirit responded to her need, and thankfully not because of the cleverly judgmental and condemning attitude that I had assumed. We must never forget that the Holy Spirit can work through the most unlikely conditions, even without our permission. Another characteristic of the Holy Spirit is that of kindness. Kindness is bequeathed to us by the Holy Spirit, who blesses others through the grace of God. To be kind, we must take the initiative with the understanding that those recipients may not even appreciate what we've done. Because of kindness, we become the type of witnesses Christ told us we would become when the Holy Spirit came upon the early church. Being offended because people reject kindness from us is not our fault and cannot be taken as such, but resistance to God's grace will yield eventually to the Holy Spirit's power. Capitulation to God's irresistible grace will triumph due to the Holy Spirit. Remember those who seem belligerent because of our gesture of kindness may have never previously experienced such loving generosity. Humility is an elusive trait that may even require some soul searching. Think about that. We recognize that any request made by God is never beneath us to accomplish. When someone behaves or says something we do not like, the initial response is to come back with some clever remark in order to put that person in their place. That's when humility should shift into high gear. A smart aleck mouth is the exact opposite of humility. Philippians 2:3 says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves." This verse informs us that to yield in humility accompanied by the absence of arrogance is pleasing to God. I remember at my second church, one of the staff members had a falling out with most of the rest of us. She was going through some personal problems and several crises in her life. And I remember she and I she quit the job, she resigned, and we quit speaking to each other for the longest. Then about 2 to 3 years ago, I received a friend request on Facebook, and I accepted. And do you know, for some way, I suppose that in her heart, she knew she had done wrong. And I believe that she was reaching out to me to see if I would reconcile. And of course I would reconcile. I do not like broken relationships. They are one of the most disturbing things I think can happen between human beings, are broken relationships. And I was more than pleased to see that she had requested friendship from me. And in that regard, I think about sometimes that perhaps we may judge people a little bit prematurely. We don't see the entire panoramic scope of it all. But let me tell you something about this relationship that was restored. I have been doing so much pastoral counseling with her. She just lost her husband recently, and it's like, I cannot believe that here was a person, she and I were almost enemies with one another at one time, and now I am able to reach out to her and help her through God's grace to overcome her grief and her sadness. And I'm glad to do that, and I'm glad I am available to do so. Now, there is another word that can be used. I don't know if you remember a few weeks ago, but I used the word gentleness out of Philippians. Well, the Greek text is very flexible. It's much more flexible than English, the English language, that is. And there is an alternate word for gentleness, and the word is congeniality. Congeniality merges love and humility, which cancels out greed and selfishness. We know that a lack of congeniality is sometimes prevalent when we're driving in traffic or encountering rude people in the supermarket checkout. In the game of life, most people insist on elbowing first without giving the other person an option. You know, if Jesus Christ had asserted his rights, he would have never made it to the cross. The final trait is perhaps the most difficult of all. In the Bible, we are urged to learn or to acquire patience. Patience means waiting a little longer by applying it with a smile and cheerful countenance. If we pretend to be patient while gritting our teeth, truthfully, that isn't being patient. It's just sincerely hypocritical. Being impatient can compromise our faith witness. And personally, I know that when I have accomplished something and my patience, I have learned to be patient about a matter, something new comes along, and guess what? I have to relearn it. Why? It's human nature, we do that. But Proverbs 15:15 states something, and it's one of my favorite verses in the Bible, and it's something we need to remind ourselves about patience and what patience can bring to us. But Proverbs says that a merry heart hath a continual feast. Well, that's very true. By having a merry heart, we have patience, we have kindness, we have congeniality and humility all rolled into one. And in reality, be kind and humble and congenial. And above all, it is patience that will result in a joyful or merry heart. If we nurture these characteristics continually as guided by the Holy Spirit, Pentecost will be a daily experience. This Pentecost Sunday should say to us that the Holy Spirit is at our beckoning call, which should demonstrate our willingness to yield to God's Spirit. Our faith journey may receive little fulfillment if we aren't concerned about keeping the spiritual embers burning with love, compassion, and humility. In reality, we can't get through this life without the Holy Spirit. Shall we pray? O Lord, we pray that as we know this Sunday is the time where the Holy Spirit indwelt within the early church and gave the church the life it needed to expand to worlds far beyond Jerusalem. We ask you, O God, help us when we need congeniality, when we need humility, when we need patience, we need all that, including kindness in our lives, because sometimes we just run out of all those due to life situations. Help us, O Lord, fill in the gaps when we need it the most. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now let us join together and affirm our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ through the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father, the Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.